Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Julie's having a really hard time relating to her 11-year-old daughter. And she got off the bus the other day with the tail on. And it caught Julie by surprise. 585-252-9800. If anyone knows if the tail is machine wash safe. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's get to her message. Julie says, my daughter's fun, very outgoing. She has always been comfortable in her own skin. And she is in middle school this year, and she is into the dark grunge phase. I was somewhat like that when I was her age. Like in anime, crystals, and Hot Topic.
Right.
Obviously not my style any longer. But this year she's really working on her style. And last night came to me with a top she made. Just wanted to wear it to school, and I told her it was fine, as long as it's appropriate for school. So I do kind of look out for what it is that she's wearing. Much to my surprise last week, she got off the bus with a tail on. I asked her where she got it, and she told me she purchased the tail online because it was originally for an anime convention. Do they do those here in Rotten? Or would she take it? Where's she going? San Diego. She's 11. She's on a flight. I was in shock. I told her that it's not. I think it's kind of odd because I fear at such a young age, she doesn't realize in a small town like Hilton, this stuff follows you to high school.
Yeah.
And I don't want her making an already difficult time harder. But at the same time, I feel like I reacted in a way that might make her feel shame for me. I just don't understand the desire whatsoever. Please help me navigate a healthy way to communicate my worry, or am I the ass and need to get over it? Thanks for the help, Moose and Breezy. Thank you, Julie, for the message.
I think the biggest reason that you would, as a parent, like come off as judgmental or like kind of apprehensive about your kid expressing themselves in that way is because you don't want them to face adversity or get picked on or get bullied for the way that they choose to dress and express themselves and the things that they're into, because it's such a it's such low-hanging fruit. Like every middle schooler, high schooler is like, ew, you're wearing a tail. Like,
well,
it's just easy.
Hard to get picked on today when everyone's doing it. You know what I mean? 585-252-9800. Give us a call. What do you guys think? How do you handle a situation like this? Because, you know, I was friends with everyone in high school. The grunge kids, the skaters, the jocks, the athletes. You know, I was a well-rounded dude.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Okay. But of course, you saw the kids, too, that stood out a little bit, that were just absolutely abused. And of course, you know, we've all been to high school, and that's what Julie's getting at. She doesn't, her daughter right now is in middle school. She doesn't want this following her into high school, and I understand that. A couple texts that just came in. Jenna's here. Last year, my son's good friend wore a Batman cape, fingerless gloves, a Canada hat, a utility belt holding his pencils, and a face mask every single day. Also, he spoke like a pirate. So, yeah, this really isn't that bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yo.
Pop all the way off.
Can we get that kid on the show with us for an interview? Please. Come through. I want to meet that dude. Let's go over to our friend Bree here. What's up, Bree? I had some good friends in high school that sometimes had tails attached to their belts or wore cat ears, but none of them actually acted like cats. And the ones I still have some contact with all seem to have grown into normal, well-adjusted adults. I wouldn't look into this too much. It will pass, Mom. All right. Well, that's comforting. Hopefully it passes. Can you imagine her showing up to an interview on the job? 23? The tail?
No, I know. It's definitely a tough pill to swallow.
Trying to get a job at PetSmart?
Ding, ding. Yeah. I think they're all phases. Like you said, you went through a grunge phase. I went through a grunge phase.
What? I didn't go through a grunge phase.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Nobody said that.
I did.
Really? Were you painting your nails black? Were you wearing a dog collar?
Black. I had a fake nose ring. I had chokers on. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to show me some photos.
But I was like 21.
So you're in college?
Yeah.
Oh, you were really trying to find yourself.
It was a situation where like I was dating someone and my ex at the time was like, I want more of like a rough and tough girl. I'm breaking up with you. You're too much of a princess. I was like, I'll show you grunge. Me puts a choker on from Forever 21.
Oh,
and I had fake gauges in.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, my God. No, it was a whole thing.
Fake gauges.
Yeah, I did.
Me, grunge face. I spent all my time at Hollister.
So punk rock. So fun. So flirty. So fresh. Let me see if I can find a pic. I'll post it.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's so good, honestly. It was the ripe age of 2017.
Yeah, that actually was not long ago. Steven's here. You have a child who's confident to be herself and not let this world dictate her behavior. May we all be so lucky. That text came in from Steve. And then we got someone here that just wrote in all caps, that kid is depressed. Typically, anyone at that young age who is dressing in grunge and wearing animal tails has issues that parents are not aware of. Get some help for your child. Okay.
I just sent it to you. Please describe to the audience what's happening here in this photo. Me with a choker.
Oh, my God. So Breezy has her hair in a ponytail. She's wearing a choker and fake earplugs with a nose ring. This is all wrong. It's all wrong.
With the her tongue eyeliner.
It's the picture with her tongue is sticking
out.
I
had the hair extensions. It was a whole thing.
You don't want your daughters being friends with her. That's
not in that stage of my life.
Lisa says also, Julie, I know you're listening. Lisa also says, I wouldn't worry about it. My son is 16. I see a ton of kids in his school at Olympia doing stuff like that, especially the kids who are into anime. To the person who texted in saying any kid who dressed in grunge and wears animal tails is depressed is an idiot. That's not the case at all. Kids choose to express themselves in certain ways. And just because you don't agree with it doesn't automatically make it wrong. Thanks. That came in from Tina.
Tina. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's
people go through phases.
This too shall pass.
It's a phase.
I'm not worried about it.
You know, if she's still wearing those tails and dressing like she's dressing in 20 years, which some people still do, hey, as long as she's a good person, that's all that matters. As long as she's not going to end up on, you know, a murder mystery documentary.
The leather dog mask.
In case I would watch. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Please share with this mom and the rest of the class that the anime vibes are popular. And wearing a tail isn't even considered that weird these days. It was weird when I was younger, but now I see it in kids all the time. Especially if you're hanging out at Grease Ridge Mall. A lot of weird stuff going on over there.
Okay.
Thank you guys for the messages. Julie, it seems like don't get too bent out of shape. She came off the bus wearing a tail. I mean,
these things happen.
That's always going on. What can you do about that? You know what I mean? But thank you so much for the vulnerability.
We love you. Thanks for calling in, guys. You're the best.
Another Parental Confidential is coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. I don't know why people message us, but we like to have fun on the show. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Looking at a high of 81 today, and the sun is shining. Let's talk Disney for one second.
Oh my gosh, I stumbled across this yesterday. Excuse me. And I was absolutely shook to my core. So, You know how you scroll and you find things and you're like, huh, I didn't even really know that was a thing.
Yes.
There's this, I don't know if it's a reference to this new revelation of intimacy, but there's this thing going around on TikTok right now called the Disney hug rule.
So basically,
and this is something that I don't know if you would, I don't know if you would be into. I don't know. You know, maybe. I mean, you are a hugger.
I hug. I mean, not. But you know, I'm not going around the streets just hugging transients. But right. Like, do you have to be at Disney to do this?
No. So the whole notion behind a Disney hug is it's a practice that the Disney characters at the theme parks use of when you hug a child.
Everything's got to be ass out.
Yeah,
you got to do an ass out hug.
No, that's actually the complete opposite.
Well, then people are going to start getting in trouble.
It's a full embrace of a child, and you do not let them go until they decide they want to be let go.
Who decides? The child?
The child.
I was going to say, so Donald Duck gets to decide when this kid gets to go home.
So the you're going to be with me now, sonny. No, so the child, like, basically the character at Disney, which I'm sure our boss is like, oh yeah, I'm a Disney adult, so I love this. But like, you go and you hug the character for as long or as short as they want to be hugged. And people are kind of using this in their relationships with their friends and their family. Like, I don't know. You all know that one person. You know that one person that just gives terrible hugs. It's just like the wimpy noodle arm.
Well,
like,
it's the same person who gives a weak, wet handshake.
Yeah.
Like, come on, shake a hand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It says everything about a person. I can't stand a weak handshake. It says everything I need to know about you. And a hug, same thing. Embrace me. Hold
me.
Love me.
Choose me.
Choose me.
Pick me.
Tell me I'm handsome. Guys, how do I tell you I'm needy without telling you?
No, literally.
I was dating a girl and I was like, look, I'm going to be fully transparent here. There's some days where I'm very needy. Okay. I need you to call me up and ask me how I'm doing. It just be there. She's like, oh yeah.
She's
okay.
Like, I'm so good. So I think that like people have been putting this rule, and I don't even know how the rule got released because it's literally in the handbook for Disney. It's literally in their rule of thumb or, you know, code of conduct or whatever the rule, rule book they get when they're like, you're going to be Belle now, okay? Or you're going to be the Beast now. So having this implemented in your life with your loved ones or even saying to them, hey, I had a really long day. I had a really hard day and I just need a Disney hug.
Hold me. Yeah, I need a Pluto hug. I need a Captain Hook hug.
They stab you in the back with a hug.
Yeah. Guys.
Do you think it's weird? Do you think it's creepy? Like, what do you what do you think?
It's only creepy if the person doing it has a reputation for being creepy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, like, when I first met you and you, like, wanted to kiss me and I was like...
Hold on a second. Nobody wanted to kiss you.
You did.
No, guys, listen, I have to ask you this question, though. How many of you, and call us if you're one of these people, but we used to have the Disney store at the mall at Grease Ridge. How many of you played the Disney game at the mall? And everybody knew how this worked. You could not make it into the store without one of the Disney employees saying hello to you. And the game was, you had to enter the store, touch the back wall, and come all the way back outside of the store without getting seen or without an employee saying hi. Nobody can pull this game off.
Welcome.
They were up your ass the minute you walked past those doors.
It's protocol.
And I'm like, it was such a fun game, but we all went to the mall to play in high school. Did anybody else do that?
Funny.
No? Just me? Okay.
Yeah, no. Everyone else was like doing bad things. She's like, let's go play the Disney game.
Downtown Maplewood and Cobbs Hill are waking up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The number one hit music station.
98 PXY!
It's everyone's favorite morning show in the 585 PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you listening. Because if you didn't, we'd just be talking to ourselves. So for those of you who don't already know, I'm a dad.
Shut up.
Yesterday, I was awarded custody to spend 4 hours with my son, and it was very special. Back in March, I joined Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I got paired up with Oliver.
You literally see your son once every 6 weeks.
That's not true at all. Greatest kid. He's 11, and we've done a lot together. We've done bowling, dinners, Red Wings games. We've been to Strong Museum. Last night, he wanted to go to Dinosaur Barbecue.
Good choice.
Then come over to my place to play video games. And usually, you have to wait for a certain period of time to pass before you can go to each other's, you know, space. Mm-hmm. No problem. So last night was the first time that took place. So we walk in. Kid loves to eat. All right. Loves to eat. Favorite food? Steak. We walk in a dinosaur and the waitress goes, with the little guy, like a kid's menu? I said, Miss, don't insult him. Don't insult him. The kid wants the full rack of ribs, which he ordered, but I had to talk him into half a rack. Thank God.
That would be a pricey date.
When he comes over, like, I was not prepared yesterday. I don't have kids. I live alone. I wasn't thinking. I didn't have snacks. I have salad kits, bread, and a banana. That's my life.
And a raw piece of salmon.
This is it. So after work, I had to run to the store. I grabbed ice cream. I had to grab some candy, snack, you know, things 11-year-olds like.
Right.
So when he's over, I said, Oliver, help yourself, man. Make yourself at home. Take whatever you want. And of course, he did. And I think it was the sugar. But he was in rare form yesterday. We had the best time hanging out. But he starts sharing with me how much he loves Camp Be Breezy.
Oh, okay.
And I said, do you want to quiz Breezy yourself? And he says, heck yeah. I said, okay. I said, let's do it.
What are we doing?
Breezy, I asked Oliver 5 questions. You get 5 seconds to take a guess on how you think he answered each of those questions.
Okay.
If you can get 3 out of 5 correct, you win a night out with Oliver at the Brockport Pizza Hut. This will come with a personal pan pizza, 10 boneless wings, and a fountain drink of your choice with free refills, okay?
This is a huge prize on the line. I'm obsessed.
All right, so it's a huge prize.
Massive.
I'm going to play the audio. I'm going to pause it, and then you have to guess what you think he's going to say.
Okay.
Okay? All right, let's go to question one.
Oliver, who is your favorite person on PXY Mornings?
Breezy. I mean, that's a dumb question.
Let's see what Oliver had to say.
So, I liked the intern Claire, but I love Breezy.
You're out of your mind right now.
All right, one on the board for Breezy. Let's go over to question number 2.
Oliver, how much does the iPhone 16 cost?
What do you think he said?
I think he said like $800.
$800?
Yeah.
I think it's probably around $6,000.
$6,000? Oh my God, I don't know who would be carrying an iPhone if that was the case.
He wasn't even close. No. You got one on the board, Breezy. Let's keep it going. Question number 3. What did I ask Oliver?
Who is going to be president of the United States?
Ooh. I think he said Kamala.
I mean, I wish neither, but probably Kamala Harris.
Yes, Harris. He says
Camel. He goes Camel back.
Kamala Harris. All right. Nice job, Breezy. Let's go to. You need one more.
He goes, I wish neither.
You win more. You need one more to win that dinner at Pizza Hut. Here we go. Question 4. What did I ask Oliver?
Okay, Oliver. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
What do you think he said?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's what I thought too.
Who's that dude with the really long nose? What's his name? Oh, yeah. Pinocchio. Pinocchio is the dude who lives.
Oh my God, he's so young.
You're watching a different version of SpongeBob SquarePants. But play on.
Nope, he didn't get that one right.
That's so crazy. He has no, like, No, did not. He's not growing up in that generation. Why would he know that?
And I told him, though. I said, dude, it's SpongeBob SquarePants. He's like, oh, that's right. Last question, Breezy. You need this.
Okay.
Oliver, what is the one rule about girls that I have taught you that you should never break?
When a girl says no, they mean no. Or you're getting a restraining order.
Oliver said...
If a girl says no, she means no.
Period.
If your friends dated her, stay away.
Yeah. We don't want any Eskimo brothers.
No, we don't. Breezy, you're going to Pizza Hut.
Wait, I've never been more excited to win anything.
I know. This is actually
my second date of pizza with him, but I mean, second time's a charm.
Well, you're paying because, you know, he looks up to you and you're his favorite. So that's the responsibility.
He goes, you won. I'm like, I won the bill? What happened here? What's going on?
I'm sorry. We both can't go to this meal.
I'm bleeding dry.
You know what?
It's like taking blood from a stone.
Pretty soon, he's going to call me on the phone and be like, hey, this is really tough for me, but any chance that Breezy can be my big...
I'm like, no can do, buddy. Love ya.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hi, I'm John Simonian, president of the Source Fine Jewelers. Getting engaged? Then let's talk lab-grown diamonds, which are ethically sourced and have the same brilliance and sparkle as natural diamonds, but at a fraction of the cost. From classic solitaires to fully customized engagement rings, we have something for every style and budget. Come see Rochester's largest selection of in-stock lab-grown diamonds at the Source Fine Jewelers in Greece, Pittsford, Eastview Mall, or thesourcejewelers.com.
Watkins Glen has always been that perfect blend of beauty and the beast. A blend of fast and not so fast. And this year, the playoffs come to the Glen. A perfect blend of drama and history. Of twists and turns. Of thrills and chills. A perfect racing experience for the whole family. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Watkins Glen, September 11th through the 15th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6392. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6392. That's 800-575-6392. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, Rochester, it's Ricky Ricardo, and have I got some big news for you. So big, you might even say it sounds grande. That's right, grande. The newest scratch-off games from the New York Lottery are here with a chance to win up to $3 million. That's not all. Ever dream of meeting your favorite Latin music stars? Play grande from the New York Lottery, and you'll have a second chance to win one of 100 four-day, three-night VIP trips for you and a guest to Billboard Latin Music Week in Miami. With exclusive access to the award show, private VIP Billboard and Vivo concert, free swag, prize money, and more. Visit NYLSoundsGrande.com to enter your eligible Grande scratch-off tickets for your chance to Vive en Grande in Miami. How's that sound? Sounds grande. Head to your local New York Lottery retailer and purchase the new Grande scratch-off games today. Please play responsibly. Must be 18+. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Shopping online for a new car can be overwhelming. At Ralph Honda, we make it easy. With finance and lease options on every 2024 model and plenty of inventory to choose from, it's a great time to drive a new Honda. Come see for yourself. Ralph Honda on West Ridge Road.
Injured in a car crash? One call to Salino can change everything. Call 888-888-8888. 888. We get you paid when you call 8. Car crash? Call Salino.
Main Street, Rochester.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
Heritage Christian Services is a thriving human services agency that works to make sure that everyone, including children, older adults, and people with disabilities, feel valued and respected. And they can't do it without their 3,800 wonderful employees.
The people who work at Heritage Christian Services make a difference in so many lives.
This week, we're giving a Heritage high five to employee Jerica Figueroa. Nice work.
Learn more about working at Heritage Christian Services. Visit joinhcs.org.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Mother on that beat, ho. Ay, mustard on the beat, ho. Depo, any rap. He a freak, though. Man down, call her Amber Lambs. Tell him, breathe, bro. Nella to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Fuck them all in the mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that him up. Wop, wop, wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird and bird. Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-Rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. Cause I get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other drain they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fuck on Wayne Grow, he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad he rose, came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the road label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin. Music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. Here's 69 God. Ay, free. Need to stay there inside. Ay, like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay. They not like us. 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 Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug, bitch, you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a. He a 69 God. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. He a 69 God. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Boost and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? For you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!